The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 13, The American Civil War, Domestic Operations.
By the dawn of the American Civil War, the practice of wartime espionage in the field no longer carried with it the stigma of the previous century. Military leaders of both the Confederate and Union armies eagerly recruited and employed spies from the very start of the Civil War. They also employed the latest technologies, photography, the telegraph, and air balloons for reconnaissance. Nevertheless, it was principally upon human intelligence that they relied. Understand the situation. North versus South, barely distinguishable in appearance. Informants, though generally novices to the trade, were mostly passionate volunteers who exploited their unique positions and endangered themselves out of a sense of duty and moral obligation. Several were professionals, however, detectives turned agents who spied quite literally to earn a living. The best spies on both sides were women, people who, as a matter of convention, were disregarded as creatures of an intrinsically fairer but weaker sex by men both in and outside of power. Similarly, among the best spies for the Union were current and former African-American slaves. Their status as subhumans on a par little different from herd animals in the southern states gave them an advantage of near invisibility, the ability to be seen without ever being recognized, and they turned this into a potent weapon. Indeed, the fact that Union generals in the field and politicians in Washington ignored the social institutions of gender and race, and recognized females and African Americans as human beings endowed with agency, contributed greatly, if not decisively, to a victory over the Confederacy. And this very fact becomes an object lesson about the distinct cultural context of spying, about the ways in which good spies can exploit the myopic weaknesses of their opponents against them during war and peace.